Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Lord. I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the love in this room, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the joy in this room, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the life in this room, Lord Jesus. Lord, I don't want to take away from that. I want to add to that this morning. The words I speak, Lord God, let your spirit rest upon this place now. Let us all come again into your presence. Let us come again and again and again into the presence of the living God before that throne of grace. Oh, Amen. 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 Just before I'm gone, I just want to pray over that little boy, over Malachi. Because since you introduced him to me, I can't get him out of my head. You know, there's that verse in Malachi, you know, that I will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, or I will strike the land. And I just know that over that boy there's a destiny of turning hearts. There's a destiny over Malachi to turn hearts. Malachi, you're going to turn hearts. You know that, don't you? You are going to turn hearts, young man. You are going to turn hearts. He's too young to know. How old is Malachi? How old is Malachi, Leroy?
He's 2.5.
2.5. Same age as my boy.
Yeah.
Same age as my boy. Malachi, you're going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. That's what you're going to do. That's what you're going to do. And you're going to turn the hearts of the children to their daddies. That's what you're going to do. Hallelujah. And you're going to bring peace to families. Peace to families. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Let your spirit rest on that boy, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that word. Thank you for that word of encouragement over that boy's life. We pray, Father, for that young lad now, Lord God, over the destiny that's on him, over the call that's on his life, Lord Jesus. We pray for your spirit to fill him. For your spirit to fill him. Day by day, let him grow strong, let him grow true, let him grow kind, let him grow gentle, let him grow loving above all things. Above all things, let him love. Let him love, let him be filled with the Spirit who loves with a passion. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And Leroy, you know, the Spirit told me that you have an important part to play in that lad's life. You do, you know, you told me you're his godson, and I don't know, you're his godfather, sorry, yeah, but the Spirit told me you have an important part to play. If there are things that are not spoken over him by you, or prayed over him by you, there'll be a lack in his later years. Things that you will speak over him, things that you will say to him, things that you will pray over him, will have a powerful impact in the years to come. So, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I love this morning. Without the songs, I love this morning. Because, Slough is such a special place in God's heart. I know it is. And to read all those scriptures out in the different languages was a moving thing for me to hear. I wanted them all to be read out together. Do you know what I mean? I wanted there to be a babble of different sounds all reading at the same time. Because I felt that would be more like what it would be in heaven, you know, that all the different tongues speaking simultaneously and like it was on Pentecost, you know, everyone hearing it in their own language. But, it's precious. It's precious. And, I also felt the Holy Spirit say that to remind you that you are the people you've been waiting for. There's that Godfrey Bertel song, you know, don't you? You are the people you've been waiting for. You are the people you've been waiting for. We don't need other people to come along. You are the people this town's been waiting for. And I read this out at the Maidenhead Weekend Away, but I want to read it out over you guys because it's just something that the Lord is pressing on my heart again and again in these days. From Romans chapter 8. For I consider, to verse 18 it says, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed into us or to us or in us. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. For the anxious longing of Slough waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will also be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We are entering into the glorious freedom of God's children now. I can't sing, but we're entering into the glorious freedom of God's children now. That's another Godfrey Bertel song. No, and it gets inside me. It's prophetic. Are you entering into the glorious freedom of God's children? Are you entering? That's a question. Are you entering into the glorious freedom of God's children this morning? Do you want to enter into the glorious freedom of God's children? We're entering into the glorious freedom of God's children now. We're entering into the glorious freedom of God's children now. We're entering into the glorious freedom. The glorious freedom of God's children now. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, waiting to be grown up, the redemption of our body. Oh, Lord Jesus, I just want to pray that over you. Lord God, release the glorious freedom of the sons of God over this place. Release it, Lord God. Release it. Not only over this church, but over other churches in Slough. Over the Anglicans, over the Methodists, over the URC, over the Catholics. Father, release that glorious freedom of the sons of God. Because this town is groaning, waiting for the sons of God to grow up, to be mature, to be revealed in all their glory. As menders of brokenness, because that is what you are. You are menders of brokenness. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because he's anointed me to mend broken hearts, to set captives free, to bind up broken hearts. That the lame shall walk, the deaf shall hear, the blind shall see, the dead shall be raised, the favour of the Lord shall be proclaimed. That is our destiny. That is what we're called to. That is who we are. And never let anybody tell you different. Never let anybody tell you, do not let the world tell you different. Do not let the past tell you different. Because you know that you can let the past tell you different. Because we've all had mixed experiences. We've all lived through stuff that we shouldn't have lived through. Yeah? And it can stop us from moving into the glorious freedom of the sons of God if we allow it. As we allow our past experiences to dictate our future or our present. Let's not do that. Let's claim our inheritance as sons of the living God. Let's claim it. And know it. And know it. And know it. That wherever we go, we are confident to pray for folk. We are confident to embrace them. We are confident to love them in the name of Jesus. Not because we have anything of ourselves worth giving, but because Christ is in us, the hope of glory. And he has everything we need. Do we really believe that or not? And if we believe it, there is nothing we cannot do. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. 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 So you're the head and not the tail. Okay. Your son will be impacted by you. You won't be impacted by your son. You're the head and not the tail. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. You know, these are truths which we should live in, dwell in. Oh, the glorious freedom of the sons of God. The glorious freedom. Oh Lord Jesus, help us to live in these to live in that place. Not just to know it in our heads, to know it intellectually, but to go there. And not just to visit on holiday, but to live there. Not just to visit in our dreams, Lord God, but to visit daily. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me to live in that place daily. That I may be full of confidence, not in my own ability, but confident in the love that you have for us. Oh, Jesus. Because I've got 10 minutes. And... I can't preach in 10 minutes what needs to be preached. I'll just say a few things. I wanted to talk a bit about the heart of the Father. And we've been we've been speaking out about the heart of the Father this morning. I love those verses we read out. To us a son is born, to us a child is given, or the other way around. And he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father. Eternal Father. To us a son is given. He shall be called Eternal Father. The Eternal Son took on flesh, became flesh and blood, was a baby, revealed the Eternal Father. From whom every family on earth derives its name, Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3. He says, for this reason, verse 14, chapter 3, for this reason I bow my knees before the Father. Oh, I want to do that now, actually. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. Whether it's Italian, whether it's Spanish, whether it's Hindi, whether it's Farsi. Whatever it is, every family derives its name from the Father. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. His glory. Oh, what glory. What glory. To be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth. And to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge. That you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. 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 You know, there are some here this morning, the Spirit has just said to me as we read that, there are some here that need to really know that God is able to do far more abundantly beyond all we ask or think. All we can imagine. He is able to do far more abundantly and beyond. Let's not limit the Father. What he can do amongst us. Let's not look at the flesh. Let's not look at our weakness. Let's not dwell on the things that are weak. That are passing away. That have no real strength. But let's dwell on God, the love of God which never fails. Because he's the Eternal Father. And that does not change. That does not change. Because, you know, it's been said, like, there's nothing we can do to make God love us more. There is nothing we can do to make God love us less. And if you're a father yourself, you know that. To be true. If you're a mother yourself, you know that to be true of you regarding your children. You know it to be true. And God is a perfect father. Perfect father. Perfect father. He is your perfect father, whose heart is always towards you. Swift to bless and slow to chide. We can sing it, and we can say it, but do we really know it? Do we live in the goodness of that? Or like the elder son in the story of the prodigal son, do we see ourselves as someone working for God, doing what he wants, but never actually getting any much in return? How brave are we in asking? Because he said to the elder son, didn't he? My son, you've always been with me. You can have whatever you like. It's all yours. If you'd have asked me for a goat, you could have had it. If you'd have asked me, you could have it. If you really wanted it, it was yours. And yet he didn't dare ask. Somehow or other, he got his relationship wrong with the Eternal Father. And we can do that. We can become religious, you know. And I hate religion. The more I go on, the more I hate religion. We need to press in, to be bold, to keep asking, not to give up, to push through. Because the heart of the Father is towards us. The heart of the Father is towards us. You know, fathers, it says from every family derives its name from the Father. Who are you named by today? Who's naming you? Whose name do you take today? How do you identify yourself? When someone says, who are you? How do you describe yourself to them? What thoughts come to mind when someone says, who are you? What thoughts? Just take a moment. Who are you, Mary? Who are you, Paul? Who are you, Florence? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you, Mike? Yeah. And that, if we really just don't answer that in a textbook kind of way, but answer it in a full-hearted, full-blooded way, and know that we are a son of God, we're entering into the glorious freedom of God's children now. Because we know the Father is for us. We know he's going to give us what we need. He's generous God. He's not going to hold anything back. Fathers love to provide for their kids. And he's going to do way more, exceedingly abundantly, above and beyond what you can ask or think. Way more. And this is not just positive thinking, guys. This is not Edward de Bono, The Power of Positive Thinking. This is based on reality, on truth, and on thousands of years of God's dealings with men. He's shown himself to be faithful again and again and again. He's looking for people whom he can fill up. Because that's what God is aiming to do, to fill up. You know, that's his master plan, to fill up everything. All things may be filled up with the Son of God. It says in Ephesians chapter 1, the summation of all things is to be them all to be filled up with Jesus. He fills all in all. It begins with us. He's filling us up. And it spills out and overflows from us. And fills others up. It's based on that kind of reality. The God who loves to fill up. He wants to fill us up. Every moment of every day to overflowing. Oh Lord, to live in the fullness is what we want to do. To live in the fullness. We want to enter into the glorious freedom, the sons of God. Mature. Not blown around by winds of doctrine, not blown around by past experiences, not blown around by past failures, not blown around by doubt. But knowing your love. Because that is the only way to fullness. It says here, doesn't it? It's the only way to fullness is to know the height, the breadth, the length, and the depth of the love of God. The love of Christ, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. That's our destiny. You know, we are to be conformed to the image of Jesus. The only way to get there is to be filled up. Is to be filled up with the knowledge of his love. It's the only way. So when we were praying for revival to break out this, in our little group, I loved it. Someone was praying passionately about love breaking out. Because that's what it takes. That's what it takes. If we're really to enter into the glorious freedom of the sons of God, it's for us to know that love more and more and more. I just want to finish by reading a little bit from Psalm 103. Because it demonstrates the love of God, or it shows us a bit about what it means. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. You know, sometimes that's so difficult to do. If you're like me, I have so many benefits. I have so many things to be thankful for, but sometimes my soul does not feel like blessing the Lord. Who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. Oh my word. Who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Amen. Hallelujah. You're a living example, a living testimony of that, Florence. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. And here we start. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards us. That's the height. As high as the heavens are above the earth. How many hundreds of millions of light years is that? I don't know. But that's the height of his love for us. His loving kindness is towards us. Towards those who fear him. If you want to know the breadth, it's as far as the east is from the west. So far has he removed our transgressions from us. The east to the west. You know, when the kids say, how much do you love me? As far as the east is from the west. You can't get further apart than that. Separated the old man from the new. The things we're ashamed of from the glorious freedom. That's the breadth. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. The depth of the Lord's love. If you want to know what the depth of the Lord's love is, it's the same as the father, the perfect father for his children. That's the depth. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. We are weak. Jars of clay in which he has put wonderful treasure. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over it, it is no more, and its place acknowledges it no longer. But the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. If you want to know the length of the love of Christ, it's from everlasting, ages past, to everlasting, ages future. That's the length of the love of God for you. You can't outrun that. You can't hide from that. You get a picture when you think about this of God's love filling everything. Because it goes as far up, as far across, as far wide and as far deep as you can go. And on and on and on forever and ever and ever. Filling all things. Beginning with us. Filling all things. Beginning with us. We're entering into the glorious freedom of God's children now. The loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember his precepts to do them. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, who serve him, doing his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, everyone sitting in this room. Bless the Lord. 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 Let your hearts now be filled up. Even now, as you dwell on those things, as you meditate on the goodness of God towards you, you may not feel like it at the moment. Your soul may not feel like it, but meditate on the good things that the God has done for you and he is doing for you and his heart towards you. Meditate on those things. Dwell in that place. Let praise arise up in your heart. Let thanksgiving arise up in your heart. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Thank you. Thank you that you crown us with loving kindness and compassion. Thank you that you don't treat us as we deserve. Thank you. You've separated us as far as the east is from the west, separated us from our sins. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That you have compassion on us like a father has compassion on his child. Thank you. Thank you that your love is from everlasting to everlasting. That you're slow to anger and swift to bless. Thank you. You heal all our diseases. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, your God, who does immeasurably more than all we ask or think. Way above and beyond. Oh, Lord God. Come now, Holy Spirit. Minister to our hearts. Minister to our hearts. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And when we know that love that surpasses knowledge, we become like Jesus. We're anointed by the Spirit to be menders of brokenness. Menders of brokenness, and that is what you are. Menders of brokenness. You are the head and not the tail. You won't be broken by the things coming into contact with you. They will be mended by your mendedness. They will be mended by our mendedness. Thank you, Jesus. Because of the increase of your government and peace, of the increase of your government and wholeness, there will be no end. We choose to embrace that truth this morning, Lord. For ourselves, we choose to believe it for ourselves. We step into the glorious freedom of the sons of God. And we choose to believe it for those that we meet, for those that you're going to bring across our path this week. We choose to believe it, that you've anointed us with your Spirit to mend things. We choose to believe it for our families, for our marriages, for our children. We choose to believe it for our neighbours, for our colleagues. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I think we should pray for one another in this. I do think you should pray for one another. We should pray and prophesy into one another's lives. Speak over the truth. When we speak and we prophesy, we release the power. Our words are powerful, guys. As sons and daughters of the living God, our words are powerful. Let's now prophesy. Let's use our tongues to build up and strengthen one another and to pray mendedness over one another. And the anointing to mend broken things over one another. That the love of the Father may inhabit us. The love of the Father in Christ Jesus may inhabit us fully. That we may be revealed gloriously. Let's pray that over one another now. Release glory over one another. I'm grateful we've got some great prayers here, guys. Be free. Can you start to, Richard and Jean, can you mingle and pray and release that over people here? Because you guys carry it. Release it. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.